So much of what we do here on the Stone Cold Podcast Network is scripted. So much of it is calculated, and it's numerical, and it's objective, and there's very little emotion that goes into it. But tonight, on our Bachelor Breakdown episode, we're going a little bit off script. We're going off the cuff, because much like what happened with Hannah and Jed and Hannah and Tyler, what comes from your heart is unpredictable. And tonight, we're going to try to, at the very least, unpack some of the chaotic Bachelorette finale. I'm relatively new to this. This is my first month having ever really watched the show. I started watching the episode in Amsterdam where I think Hannah got rid of Mike. But anyway, that's beside the point. This is the Stone Cold Podcast Network Bachelorette Breakdown. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning into this Bachelorette Breakdown episode. I'm, as I said in the intro, new to this, but I have luckily enlisted the help of someone who I would consider to be a Bachelor Nation expert. His name is Mac Holman. He is the founder, producer, director, and lead cast member of Mac Chats. Mac, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm just doing fantastic, Luke. I'm a little rattled, if I'm not going to lie.
I think we're all a little rattled, so let's hop right into this. Let's not try to delay. What is your biggest takeaway from the episode tonight?
My biggest takeaway is what I've said from the beginning. Tyler is just the man. There's no other way to put it. He's just a stud. I knew that just reading some articles that Jed had a girlfriend before the show, and I didn't know to what extent. And then it kind of became clear. And, you know, at the end of the show, when Tyler came back on stage, I just knew there was going to be something that was going to happen, Luke. That's just why it's still the best show ever. You know, it's just, you know?
Yeah. I'm firmly in your corner on that. I think my biggest takeaway was that all of this was very avoidable from Hannah's perspective. It's easy to fall into the trap of, oh, poor Hannah, oh, she had so much going through her mind, oh, look at all the stress, oh my god, she fell over in heels, which, by the way, was the funniest part of an episode that I've ever seen. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah. I've seen funnier parts, but yeah.
There's a certain entertainment value to watching someone in immense emotional pain make a decision that just creates entirely unnecessary physical pain, and I think that her falling over down that hill in 6-inch heels is kind of like, well, that was avoidable, and it was a really good metaphor for the rest of the night because everything that happened was avoidable. This whole controversy with Jed was avoidable if she made the decision that everyone in Bachelor Nation knew was the right decision and went with Tyler. Now, what she instead decided to do was go with Jed because apparently she has a thing for guys who write dog food jingles as their primary source of income. But I think my biggest takeaway is that, Hannah, it sucks that you had to go through all that, but there was one really easy solution. He's like 6'3", played football at Wake Forest and Florida Atlantic, had a really, really insanely good body, and his name was Tyler Cameron.
Yes. I would agree with you.
So let's head back a little bit more into last night's episode so we can do a proper debrief here. And let's talk about Pilot Pete. Do you think he has any real shot of being the next Bachelor?
I mean, I think anyone who finishes at least in the top six has a shot. He's one of, I would say, I said there was three people I thought could be the next Bachelor, and that's Mike, Tyler, which may not happen anymore, and Pete. I say Tyler may not happen anymore because at the end of the episode, he and
the door is open.
Hannah agreed to go on like a date, so I don't think he'll be the one. I think if there's never been an African-American Bachelor before, and Mike has a lot of support from Bachelor Nation, and he has a real shot of being it. I mean, just from what I've heard when my sister and her friends are talking, Pete is not like a super hot guy like Tyler is. And he's likable, yes, but he's not one of those.
He's not memorable.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. We've had some pretty good Bachelors in recent years with Colton and, well, Ari kind of sucked. But Ben Higgins was good. We've had a lot of good ones, but I don't think Pete will make a good bachelor. I think it's going to be Mike. I don't want it to be Mike. I want it to be Tyler, but I think it's going to be Mike.
I think that's probably that's how I feel too. I think it would be great if it were Tyler, but obviously there's complications now. And I guess that we'll find out hopefully a little bit more about that when Hannah goes on Jimmy Kimmel. We're recording this at 10:54 on Tuesday, so we don't have a chance to see any of the after effects of Hannah's subsequent interviews with Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel or with Good Morning America on Wednesday morning. But again, yeah. Let's talk about last night, and I'm interested to hear what is your reaction to the crowd's reaction, and more specifically, Pete's parents' reaction to the whole windmill thing.
I thought it was funny. I think Luke P was just like throwing up after he heard that, but 4 times, that's a lot. I thought it was 2 times, really it was 4. You know, his dad puffed his chest out a little bit. He was like, "Oh, that's my son."
His mom seemed a little bit too excited. His mom was a little too excited for my taste.
Yeah, it was a little weird, but yeah.
I mean, I'm just imagining anyone's mom in that situation reacting not just positively but so positively. And then it'd be one thing if Pete and Hannah worked out, but I mean that happened like literally the day before Hannah broke Pete's heart.
Yep.
And I don't know, that did seem a bit weird. Speaking of the crowd's reaction, I'm interested to hear about the reception that Tyler got, which Chris Harrison described as, quote, like we just had the Beatles out here, and then the absolute yep. Frickets that Jed got. Did you think that Jed was getting too hard maybe too cold-hearted reactions from the crowd?
No, not at all. Because I found out like halfway through the show from reading an article that he had a girlfriend, and the fact that he could sit there and like tell people that, like, I mean, I don't like Luke P, I don't want to defend him, but like dogging on Luke P and telling people, saying people aren't there for the right reasons and stuff, but dude, you literally had a girlfriend the entire time. Nothing you can say like means anything to me anymore. But I really think Luke, to understand that reaction, I think we need to debrief on what we found out this past episode on
Jed's
his
past.
Relationship.
Yeah.
His past.
So
I kind of have...
All right, you got your notes? All right, go ahead.
Well, first, I don't like Jed at all. And one thing I noticed, once again, he pulls out his guitar and sings every opportunity he gets. He did it again. It's really annoying. And when he said at the beginning of the show, on their like first date, that he was originally there for his music, pretty obvious. You freaking sang on your proposal. His relationship. So he said that they met somewhere. I don't remember. Like out with his friends, and he says they weren't that serious. And then they take a trip to Gatlinburg and stay in a cabin together.
By themselves.
But he said that... By themselves. But he said he got the cabin for free. I'll give him that. And so...
That's good for him.
He still says they're not... They weren't anything, but they were just hooking up. And then she throws him a surprise party. And on his birthday, her parents buy them a vacation to the Bahamas.
That's not cheap.
For his birthday. And so... And then they have another trip that he said doesn't say where. And he told the girl that he was going on there for his music, and it'd be a great opportunity for his music. And then the day before, on the plane ride over, he's texting her, "I love you." I don't know. That seems like a girlfriend to me.
Yeah.
And then she mentions, apparently after she had left him, Hannah, from like whatever house they were staying at, after the show, they always have the little meetup
girls over, right?
He had people over to his girls at his pool. That seems a little weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, and he didn't tell her about it.
You get what you deserve.
He just sucked.
You get what you deserve.
And then he texted his friends after the show, "I won, not I got engaged." A little sketchy, Luke.
I didn't hear about the I-1 part, but that does not seem to be outside of the realm of possibility for as much of a sleaze bag as Jed proved himself to be in this whole process. I think the funniest thing about this, and obviously Bachelor Twitter, as I've discovered in the past month of watching the show, is absolutely great. So one of the hosts of the 4Play podcast on Barstool also happens to be a massive fan of The Bachelorette. And he said, there was one line he had that was absolutely golden. He said, he was quoting Jed saying, "I didn't think I had a girlfriend, but then you made me list all the things we did together, and it turns out I did have a girlfriend, which is tough." And I think that's a pretty good summation. And then also, there's something else, I gotta find it. And this is the odd part where I try to scroll through Twitter to make sure that I'm actually gonna be able to figure out where it is. And, I love that Jed thought the "I got a cabin for free" line was necessary and relevant and might help his case. Which, I mean, you have to ask yourself, do you think he really thought that getting the cabin for free and having the trip gifted to him would make it better?
You know, he said both of his trips, well, he got the cabin for free and he got his trip to the Bahamas for free from his not girlfriend's family. So I don't know if that's supposed to, he's like, "Oh, I just got a free trip. I'm going to go on it."
So either, I mean, he was,
if a girl offered to pay for my trip, I would go.
So either he was dating her or he just wanted a free vacation to the Bahamas, but I don't think a free vacation to the Bahamas requires that you tell a girl you love her.
In either way, he used both girls he has been dating.
Yep.
He used the first girl for free trips and the second girl for national television coverage of them singing. And so, I don't know if he just is a sleazebag.
Well, by the way, while we're talking about his music, quote, career, I looked up Jed Wyatt on iTunes today. He has 3 songs in the last 3 years. He has 3 songs and a dog food jingle to his name. That is his career.
Yeah, it's a pretty good career, Liz.
And the final tweet I'm going to read aloud is, quote, "I didn't lie, I was just lacking details," close quote, is truly an amazing sentence, and I will be using it the next time I'm in a pinch.
Yeah, I don't understand. He told her the day after they got engaged, "Hey, I was just hanging out with this girl." Like, that was just the, he should have just said everything right there.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, just, Hannah, you should have chose Tyler from the start.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about the end of the episode and the interview with, actually, no, before we do that, Hannah's dad. Can we address that a little bit for a second?
He's a fat Kenny Rogers. He's like a fat Kenny Rogers. If I was Jed and I was sitting there and he was telling me that he doesn't think I'm good enough and that I can't support his daughter, I'd be like, dude, you're a freaking hairdresser in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. What do you know about financially supporting someone?
This is in my list of the 10 best parts of the Bachelor finale that will be getting posted on the blog tomorrow. I said, you can't ask prospective sons-in-law questions about financial security when it looks like you don't have the money to afford a barber who will tell you how ridiculous you look.
Well, he affords himself, Luke. He doesn't need to afford
a barber. But no, barbers – no, I thought it's like the same thing with – have you ever heard the expression about how a lawyer who basically uses himself for law protection has both – or has a fool for a client? Have you ever heard that expression before?
I've not, but okay. I like it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Any hairdresser who tries to cut his own hair is just stupid. And I kind of hope that he cuts his own hair, because if he doesn't, then the barber he has in Tuscaloosa
– he can pull Mr. Reimers and cut his own hair.
Yeah, he could do that. But I respect John Reimers a lot more than I respect Hannah's dad, just because Hannah's dad seems like his IQ is in the low teens.
Yeah. But I liked how their entire family loved Tyler and hated Jed. I thought that was funny. And she ignored that and still chose Jed.
Yep. Can we talk about all of the red flags with Jed real quick? I hate to pile on to him, but I absolutely want to pile on real quick. So
go ahead. Yeah, shoot.
Let's just think here. So the first thing that we have is obviously above everything the rumor that Jed is only on there for his music career, and that was basically what he was telling everyone.
Well, it wasn't a rumor, he told him that.
Yeah. And then we have the fact that that Hannah clearly looks more comfortable with Tyler throughout all of the last couple of episodes. Like, she clearly has more fun with Tyler and has more of a connection with Tyler and actually believes in Tyler more. Third, we have the fact that Jed's family told Hannah not to pick him because he wasn't ready for an engagement, because his last breakup was a little bit messy.
How in the world did no one in his family tell Hannah, oh, by the way, you had a girlfriend before the show?
I think it was strongly implied, but as with most things, Hannah really needs it spelled out clearly and needs to be beat over the head with a frying pan to actually get it through and understand.
Please don't say that about my fellow Alabama native, okay?
She's not representing your state well, at least from the education perspective.
Hey, Luke, I don't need to hear it.
Okay. And there's another thing I want to talk about real quick about Hannah, but after I get through the red flags. So Jed's entire family said, Hannah, don't pick Jed. Jed's not ready for this. Jed doesn't want this. And then her entire family told her that Tyler was the better bet and that Jed was a red flag. And she also, I think, said something along the lines of, my head wants Tyler, my heart wants Jed. So if you stack all those things up, if you stack all those things up, literally everyone around you and your own brain is telling you that you should go with Tyler. But instead you're just going to go with your heart, and apparently your heart is attracted to people whose biggest breakthrough is for a dog food ad.
Like, I wonder if we could find the dog food ad. I really want to hear it.
You know, I think I saw something about it on Twitter. I might try to track it down after we're done recording here. I'm sure it's just as bad. I mean, can we talk about the fact the song was absolute garbage real quick?
Well, you haven't heard the... Have you heard the Mr. Right song that he wrote?
No.
When he went and surprised her one night?
No, I have not. Is it good?
You should go hear that.
Is it good?
No.
Oh. Like, I just don't get... It's just so baffling to me, everything about it. And the other thing I wanted to talk about with Hannah real quick. I find, because what, didn't she say on The Bachelor, I'm not really good with words? Wasn't that an exact quote from when she was talking to, who was it?
Colton.
Yeah, talking to Colton.
I think that was, honestly, it was the first one-on-one date of the entire entire season.
Right, I remember being told something about
her. It was about her doing like a cheers and... Yeah. She didn't know what to do, and then she just said Roll Tide, which I was fine with. That's a great cheers. I've used that cheers before.
Yeah, that's great, but I did find it extremely entertaining that every time Hannah had to have a tough conversation, she just kind of sat there and looking at the sky with her mouth open, was like, I think she handled herself
very well, okay?
Disagree with you.
The way that she got after the guys, and it was funny to watch. You didn't watch the first episode, did you, Luke? Of the season? Did you watch that?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so, there's a guy there that did the exact same thing Jed did.
It was Steve, right?
I think his name was Steve. And she just put it to him the first night. It was hilarious. And she got on to guys during the entire season. I think she did great.
She'll go down as a top four
bachelorette of all time.
I don't know. I don't have any.
You haven't seen as many seats as I have, Luke.
That's true. I'll take your word for it. And speaking of her getting on to guys, we also know that she got on to Peter four times one night in a windmill.
Oh yeah, there's the famous Hannah B straddle, which is where when she's making out she straddles the men. And there's a famous Hannah B leg wrap. Whenever she would go on a one-on-one date, she would run up and jump on the guy.
Yeah. It was like The Notebook, and but also, like 1,000 times for 17
My father days. Pointed out, he thinks that she has a circulatory problem. Because if you go back and watch, her hands are always red. No matter where they are, what they're doing, her hands are always very red.
That's interesting.
And she also passed out one episode. If you didn't see that one.
Really?
She was going on a one-on-one with a guy named Connor from Dallas, Texas, and she passed out and had to go to the hospital. Someone get that checked out, please.
You know, I think that's a pretty good point. So, Mac, do you have anything else you would like to address?
Do I have any what?
You have anything else that you want to talk about? I've got a couple things to wrap up, and then I think we'll be in good shape.
You know, Luke, I'd just love to hear what you think we should talk about.
Bachelor in Paradise. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm so excited for Bachelor in Paradise. We have John Paul Jones, who's my favorite contestant, maybe ever. He walks right up to Hannah the first night. My name is John Paul Jones. My friends call me John Paul Jones, so you can call me John Paul Jones. And was just drinking booze, getting free booze, and eating chicken fingers on the show, and it was great. And the men tell all, he got his own hot seat, and it was awesome. He sat up there and got chicken fingers again. And he seems to go, when he's on Bachelor in Paradise, from watching the trailer, it's either Lee or Emily, they're twins that went on, I can't remember the guy's season, but went on his season. They've been on the show, I think, the past two or three Bachelor in Paradises. And he gets one of them. I like them. That's great. Perfect match.
All right, and then final question.
Oh, then Demi being a lesbian, I don't want to get started on that. And then, I don't know. And then the other guy, like Derek, apparently going too far with Demi, but I don't know. It's going to be an awesome season. I can't wait.
That promo is very juicy.
I know.
I've never seen them had to censor a promo. And that's a new level of drama right there.
I know.
And then final question for you, Mac, and the question that all of America is asking tonight. Do you think the future is bright for Hannah and Tyler?
Oh yeah, I think that I love them together. I think that Luke, here's what I have to say with this. The past two people on the show that broke up with the original person they chose and went back to the second person have very successful marriages right now. Jason did it a long time ago. He was the first one to ever do it. He went to the second thing, and now they have like two or three kids. They've been married for like 10 years. And then Ari, the bachelor before Colton, chose Becca and then broke up with Becca because he wanted to go back to Lauren, and that they just had a daughter together. So the future, the history...
There's precedent. There really is precedent. All right, Mac.
So I think if you want a successful bachelor-bachelorette relationship, break up with the first person and go for the second person.
Mac Holman, I would like to thank you for your wealth of expertise and knowledge of Bachelor and lore tonight. This has been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Luke.
Bachelor in Paradise Monday at what, 8 o'clock again?
7 my time, 8 o'clock your time,
right.
Yeah.
Monday at 8, 7 central on ABC. Be sure to watch it. Promises to be entertaining, but probably still not as entertaining as the last two nights you've been treated to. This has been the Stone Cold Podcast Network. Oh, God, I'm struggling here. The Stone Cold Podcast Network.
With the feature from Mac Chats.
Yes. Bachelor Breakdown featuring Bachelor Correspondent, Chief Bachelor Correspondent. Congratulations, you just got promoted. Mac Holman.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.